listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ, live coast to coast, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. Action-packed Monday for you, a special Monday. National Championship Monday. And boy, if you bet, what an opportunity. We got two prop best bets. Steve Fezzik, one of them, NFL expert, but also a specialist when it comes to the props. And Brad Powers with all the college knowledge. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. Bottom of the hour, for the first time in about 2 months, the second time ever, pick graffiti. You, yes, I'm talking to you, have a chance to give your pick on the national championship game. Bottom of the hour, stay tuned for details. It will be critiqued, fair warning. You can't have pros, though, without Joe's. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here on a busy football Monday here on Straight Out of Vegas, RJ. And we come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And, of course, we start in the NFL, and we start with the Chargers beating the Ravens 23-17 on Sunday. L.A. is on their way to New England next week to take on the Patriots. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are on their way home. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on what we saw in Baltimore?
Well, I tell you, the thing that jumped out at me was all the Lamar Jackson talk after the game. Some of it was, should he have been replaced? You know, I think that's an interesting question. If I had bet the Chargers, and I did, I didn't want him replaced. Last thing I wanted to see was Flacco come in. Because it would have been a change. What we saw was that Lamar Jackson wasn't succeeding. More. Give me more of that if you bet the Chargers. And I'm a believer in that concept, is oftentimes you want to do what the other team doesn't want you to do. Fez, if you bet the Chargers too, right?
Bet the Chargers big, plus three.
You had your teaser of the year, if I remember, on that.
I doubled down on the Chargers. I had my teaser of the year with the Chargers. And with Indy, so Indy was already in, and I still doubled down and bet the Chargers plus three.
Wow, so those have followed you, as usual. A lot of bankroll, rubber band expanding. Did you want to see Flacco or not?
Oh, God, no. Lamar Jackson, two completions at halftime. Good luck. Bring your team back from a 12-0 deficit when you have two completions with your quarterback.
So, Jonas, if you had bet the Chargers, what did you want to see?
I wanted to see Lamar Jackson stay in that game.
More Lamar Jackson. Yes. Brad?
More Lamar.
Now, check this out. And this is fascinating because there's just so much emotion around Lamar Jackson. And to me, when I see emotion, I think, how can I exploit it? Exploit emotion in others and make money. Lamar Jackson's 2018 passer rating was 9 points worse than the NFL median. So if you take the 16th team's passer rating, Lamar Jackson's personal passer rating was 9 points worse. Tim Tebow, yes, I said it. Tim Tebow, 2011, his main year passer rating was 6 points worse than the NFL median. So relative to the NFL median, which is a variation of average, it's just that middle team, is Tim Tebow was a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Tim Tebow was a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Now, I tweeted that out, and there was like 100 replies. People saying, see, I told you so. And others saying, oh, but how much better runner is Lamar? And oh, you must be a Republican. Well, if a Republican means that I like cash, well, I'm not a Republican, but I do like cash. Fez, I mean, just looking at the game itself, one of the things we projected was the idea that the second time around, the Chargers were going to figure something out. And boy, they did. So as you think about Lamar Jackson's future, hey, he's got potential. He seems to have a work ethic. He may grow, but the Lamar Jackson we saw on the field yesterday is not an NFL starter. Agree or not?
Agree, and I would have major concerns, especially in divisional games. Think about this, RJ. You get to play everybody twice. We saw what the Chargers did the second time they saw Lamar Jackson. How are the teams in division, the Steelers and the Browns, likely going to make some really good adjustments and be ready to stop that quirky offense?
I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Brad, last thing on the Ravens. There's a stat about rookie quarterbacks when they play against non-rookies in the playoffs. Give it to us.
Yeah, since 2010, those non-rookie quarterbacks against rookie quarterbacks, now 0-6, those non-rookies.
Straight up.
Straight up.
So six is a decent amount of games, but I do think experience as the lights get brighter is important in the playoffs. Six straight rookies, when they play non-rookies, have lost that playoff game.
Next up, guys, we go to Chicago. A wild finish between the Eagles and the Bears. Philadelphia beating Chicago 16-15 off a double doink and a blocked kick by Cody Parkey. RJ, what is the Vegas takeaway of another Nick Foles win in the playoffs?
So, Jonas, did you think to yourself, I am so lucky I get paid to say double doink?
It's pretty awesome, I'll be honest.
Living the dream.
Not bad, man.
Living the dream. I am going to be a little bit of a gadfly. If you don't know what a gadfly is, look it up. It's an important word to know. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the conversation and be a little, you know, in a way, gadfly almost sounds like a troll. But boy, with ancient Greeks, gadfly sounds better. So I'm not really trolling here. Fez, name me a quarterback. In fact, open question. Name me a quarterback that was considered to be bottom half of the league as starter. So not one of the 16 best quarterbacks. So if you're a backup, you know, I guess unless you're Steve Young back in the day, you're not one of the 16 best quarterbacks. Nick Foles wasn't perceived to be one of the 16 best quarterbacks. If he was, he would have got traded for. They would have given a number round, you know, for the 17th best quarterback on a decent contract this year. Now, next year it's 20, but this year you wouldn't be afraid to send a first-round pick typically, especially if you think you could re-sign him. So the market, the league did not consider Nick Foles to be a top 16 quarterback. Tell me the last time, if any, that a top 16 or a non-top 16 quarterback has played seven straight must-win games. So three playoff games last year, win, win, win. And then now three to finish the season, starting with the Rams. Everyone, a must win, 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 win. And then against the Bears, win. That makes seven. When is a non-top 16 quarterback won seven straight games with that kind of pressure on?
I can't even remember someone winning four in a row.
I mean, it's hard to think of a guy that starts the playoffs that was considered bottom half of the league that wins a Super Bowl, right? We had said it's usually Hall of Famers. You know, you got those exceptions, Trent Dilfer, you know, not a Hall of Famer. And you can go down the list, go way back to Hostetler, but that was a different era. I mean, to just win the Super Bowl was amazing. To now win four more straight, I mean, just we can sit and act like, you know, Greg Cosell, who does know this kind of thing, can critique his arm strength, his ability to do a third read. But if you just look at results, I would make the case we've never seen this. Does anyone disagree?
The only guy I can think of is Kurt Warner. But again, that's Kurt Warner, a Hall of Famer. So then it begs the question, how good is Nick Foles?
Exactly. Because you're right. He was bagging groceries. We heard the story. Dick Vermeil's crying because he's starting, right? But then he ends up being a Hall of Famer. So it's Tom Brady wasn't considered to be good. And then he became the best quarterback, some would say, many would say, of all time. So to me, the question is, if Nick Foles isn't a borderline Hall of Famer or a top five quarterback, he will be the first non-top five in the league at the time quarterback to ever do what he's done. So to me, you know, what's the old, I think it's called Occam's razor, the simplest answer is usually the truth. So is it that for the first time in history, we have a below average non-top 16 quarterback doing what he's doing, or is Nick Foles a really, really good quarterback? Fez, so I'm going to put you on the spot. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking to Steve Fezzik, NFL expert. Right now, if you had to start one game next week, how many quarterbacks in the world, on earth, would you rather have in front of Nick Foles? Just give me the number.
Eight.
So Nick Foles, in your mind, is the ninth best quarterback in the world right now.
Yes.
Brad, what would you say?
That sounds about right. A borderline top 10 quarterback.
Jonas?
I would say, so how many quarterbacks ahead of Nick Foles? Okay, how many? I would say probably 12, maybe. I would give 10 to 12.
So a little more. All right, now here's the next question. Let's consider age. You're GM. You're redrafting the entire NFL. How many quarterbacks? So that, like Tom Brady, in theory, you wouldn't take. Though if you don't think Nick Foles is a starter, you would take Tom Brady for just 1 year as a starter. Steve Fezzik, you're the only guy to win the Super Contest twice. How many quarterbacks, and name them, do you draft ahead of Nick Foles?
Five of them. Mahomes, Wilson, Rodgers, Luck, and Carson Wentz.
Ooh, is Carson Wentz the last one?
Yes.
So you're saying Carson Wentz is the fifth most valuable quarterback in the NFL, and Nick Foles is the sixth?
Yes.
Wow, that is interesting. That is interesting. All right, we'll be talking a lot more about Nick Foles.
Guys, finally we go to Dallas, where the Cowboys win a much-needed playoff win for Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott and the organization. Dallas over Seattle, 24-22 on Saturday.
Fez, number one takeaway in this game.
The buy sign is blinking on Dak. He had a solid game. His QBR, 50 as average, was 74. And Seattle, that D, had owned him previously. This is the one team, Seattle, the defense that Dak had struggled against the most in his career.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what kept me from loving the game. I mean, we can have some fun with that two-point conversion at the end because, I mean, it was a heartbreaker for some. I mean, a vast majority of the money was bet at 2.5. So, I mean, the idea, boy, you want to just talk about that it can be such a heartbreaker. And, you know, Brad, what's really fascinating is I was going to bet Dallas against you on the podcast. You had Seattle. I had such a great Dallas handicap. I let you buy out of the bet.
Yep.
$50 instead of $300. You just lost the auto 50. I still got that 50. Is
not framed last yet on the wall, framed.
if I was framing all the money for you, I wouldn't have room for anything else. But here's the question. Is you would have won. I mean, how does it
feel? Was it 2.5 when we were going to bet?
I think it was.
Wow. Dang it.
I mean, you would have been so happy.
Yeah, I would have been.
I mean, it really shows you sports betting can be the best thing in the world. It can be the worst thing in the world. I think what we're going to get into, I know we are as the week progresses, is Dallas at home against a team that they were equal to, if not a little better. That's exactly what they're built for. Dallas on the road against a superior team, that's a bigger problem. We'll be talking about that this week. When we come back, one game left to recap, and maybe the best team in the NFL, and it will shock you.
That and some breaking news out of the NFL. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show. All of that next here, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we will have an early look at the national championship game later on tonight. Right now, though, let's go to Steve DeSaga for some breaking news out of the NFL.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Multiple reports saying the Green Bay Packers will hire Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur as new head coach, that they've notified other candidates that they're out and the team has made its choice. NFL Network pointing out this was the only known interview for Josh McDaniels, the Patriots offensive coordinator, so that LaFleur hire for the Packers, quote, likely means Josh is back in New England for another year. Meanwhile, our Jay Glazer says he believes the Tampa Bay Bucks will name Bruce Arians as head coach in the next day or two, which implies that the interview went well, and he says it included a trip to the local hospital for a checkup because he's had several health issues, including cancer, in recent years. Back to you.
Thank you, Steve. So the Green Bay Packers now have a new head coach, Matt LaFleur, formerly offensive coordinator of the Titans, and before that the Rams, although his first year calling plays was actually this past year with the Titans.
I tell you, it feels right to me because on one hand, he's young enough that Aaron Rodgers is the coach, or let's say the authority. I mean, let's be candid. If Aaron Rodgers wants one thing and this young coach wants another, who's going to win that power struggle?
Right.
But it's almost like they're hiring an offensive coordinator, right? And that Aaron Rodgers is like a player coach. And I think maybe that's what Green Bay needs. You know, one of our Vegas producers, Mackey's got a thought on this.
LaFleur has coached under Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan in the NFL, two of the top offensive minds in the league.
Boy, it almost sounded like a computer.
I was going to say.
It was like Kyle Shanahan.
It's amazing.
But good information. It's funny. The first time Mackey was on the podcast, he talked just like this. Hello, my name is Mackey. And then as time went on, he started talking normally. Now, first time on national radio, he talked like this. It will be interesting to see how that evolves over time. Speaking of fun, we have the fun of bringing Vegas straight to you each weekday right now on the Strip. 53 degrees and the neon is pumping.
Hey guys, the Indianapolis Colts are on to the next round of the AFC playoffs. They will be facing the Kansas City Chiefs next weekend after a 21-7 win in dominating fashion over the Houston Texans. RJ, what was the Vegas perspective on what we saw in Houston on Saturday?
Fez, we asked this question last week. I'm going to ask the same question now. If you look at the last now 11 games, the Colts are the best team in the NFL. If the last 11 were the first 11 games, where would the Colts be in your power rankings?
Number one by clear margin.
And here they are playing Kansas City. Kansas City, an inexperienced quarterback. Now, not a classic rookie quarterback, but Trubisky wasn't a rookie quarterback either. I think you could make the case the inexperience showed. And the line is what? 5.5?
It is.
So how do you have the better team getting 5.5 points? And by the way, Brad, how is Kansas City, by definition, the spread is what's expected. How has KC done recently against the spread?
Only one cover for Kansas City in their last 7 games.
So 7 games, that's almost half a season. They've exceeded expectations once. So Fez, here's the question. When do we look at just 11 games, and when do we look at the whole season? Typically, since there's only 16 games in a regular season, I want all 16 to consider. Why in this case are you tempted to demarcate so clearly with the Colts?
Because several things have changed with the Colts. Most importantly, Andrew Luck's health, his shoulder, his strength being much better.
Not that that was kind of a A or B. It wasn't, oh, it's bad, now it's good. But as the season progressed, he got stronger.
Correct.
And Greg Cosell, right here on Straight Out of Vegas, every Thursday, 6:30 Eastern, said that schematically with that new defense, they made a fundamental change right around that, you know, I guess week 6 it would have been. And after that, the D played much, much better. So to me, it's one thing to go back and say, well, tell me the last game they lost and I'm going to start there. It's another if there's these fundamental reasons why the Colts' last 11 games is more meaningful. But I tell you, if you believe this, the Colts are an auto bet. If you have the best team in the NFL getting 5.5 points, that's a bet.
And I think that the wise guys are going to come in on the Colts. They already have. If you like the Colts, I would bet them sooner.
It sounds like you buried the lead. They already have. Explain that.
Yeah, the line opened 6. It's down to 5.5. And I think if you want to bet the Colts, I would bet that plus 5.5. I think this line will continue to drop more than likely.
Line move prediction from Steve Fazek.
Guys, there is something we've done on the show here only one time before, and we are bringing it back. RJ, what's the special delivery to the audience that you are bringing back in about 5 minutes from now?
It's called pick graffiti. Now, what does that mean? Well, a pick means you're picking something, all right? Graffiti means 11 words or less, all right? If it's 12 words, you're going to get cut off. I mean, you can say your 12th word. You're going to say it to nobody. You're going to be like, you're going to be talking in an empty phone, like in Heat. Remember De Niro said, I'm talking into an empty phone. A dead man's on the other end. Remember that?
Look at me. Look at me.
Gotta love Heat. So here's what you do. You call 877. You can start calling now. 877-996-6369. That's 877-99-ON-FOX. And you're going to tell producer Lee, here's my 11 or less words picking tonight's championship game. Now, in LA, we've got an example from our last pick graffiti of the perfect pick graffiti. Let's listen.
I got Oakland and the under because can't nobody throw it.
That's it. I think that was 8 words. So give us exactly what you got. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to critique it also. So this should be fun. But hey, we got 200 stations across the country. So call in 877-996-6369. And tell your pick to hundreds of thousands of people. You know, let's start looking at this game. Jonas, give us the updated line, and we'll give the beginnings of our handicap in about a half hour, right? Or 25 minutes. We'll have 2 prop best bets and an opinion on the side end total.
The kickoff is in about an hour and a half from Santa Clara. And right now, Alabama on pregame.com is a 5.5 point favorite over Clemson.
All right, Brad, what is the key factor in this game?
Well, I think we first have to break down how historically good not just Alabama is, but both of these teams. This is the first time all season, RJ, that neither Alabama or Clemson is a double-digit favorite. Both teams a double-digit favorite in every single game prior to this one.
Wow, that's interesting. So not one time, even on the road in the SEC. How worried are what if we reevaluated about the ACC? Because the case could have been made pre-Bowls, not a good conference. During the Bowls, any reevaluation?
Slightly above average for the ACC.
So above expectations.
Above expectations. They've covered the ACC 7 of their 10 bowl games. So outside of maybe Miami, who was disinterested, the ACC's outperformed expectations so far.
Okay. Now, defensively, Clemson, when the season started, you said the following on Straight Out of Vegas Weekend Edition, which is still chugging along. Bernie Fratto, 11 Pacific, every Saturday night to midnight. You said if you could have the same quarterback on Alabama, like a robot quarterback, and that same robot on Clemson, you thought Clemson was the better team.
I did.
Today, what do you think of that same question?
Alabama just slightly better.
Point or two. So really what you're saying is if 5.5 points is the market's assessment of how different these teams are, Alabama favored, you think 1.5 of that maybe is Alabama better everywhere but quarterback, and then 4 points of that is Tua.
Yeah, 3.5, 4 points, definitely Tua. If Tua got hurt and it was Trevor Lawrence coming in at quarterback, about a 3.5, 4 point downgrade.
Okay, so now Clemson replaced their quarterback, though, right?
Yep.
In hindsight, how much of an upgrade was that?
Oh, Kelly Bryant was the former quarterback for Clemson, got pulled in the second or third game. They went to Trevor Lawrence. That's about a 2-3 point upgrade for Clemson.
Okay, so what we're saying is this. Alabama is better than we thought outside of the quarterback situation.
Yes.
Right? A little bit better than we thought entering the year.
Yep.
Tua didn't win the Heisman, but certainly exceeded all reasonable expectations. He's really good. you know, best quarterback in this game. Clemson's quarterback came in, like you said, early in the year. He's an upgrade. So it's like both, like it seems like these teams have just both gotten better in every possible way. And now we're stuck with, not stuck, but where we're at is Alabama's just that much better. But Clemson right now is better than we expected at this point in the year. Meaning, if you would have said, how good do we think Clemson's going to be at the end of the year? They're better than you thought.
Yeah, 3-4 points better than where I had Clemson at the start of the season.
So you're a fan. You bet a ton. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking with Brad Powers. But you're a fan, too. I heard Clay Travis right here on Fox Sports Radio talking. Some people are like, oh, we got the same game again. To me, as a fan, I want to see the two best teams. Because imagine if Notre Dame was in this game. Or if... Notre Dame could have upset, in theory, Clemson. And the line would have been, what, 17?
Yeah, 17.
So would we have liked that anymore?
No.
So it, at least for me, I like that we've got the two best teams. What's your thought?
And not only the two best teams, but from a power ratings perspective, two of the best teams we've had in college football, at least in the last 5 years, RJ. In my power ratings alone, these are two of the three best in any year in the college football last 5 years.
All right, so last 5 years.
Yep.
These two are two of the top three.
Yep.
Who's the other one?
An Alabama team from a couple years ago.
Wow, that Nick Saban's good.
Yeah.
All right, in a minute, we're coming back. Second time ever, Pit Graffiti. Let me give you the number one more time. Phone lines lit up. 877-996-6369. You've got 11 words to pick tonight's game to the nation in just 1 minute.
That's coming up next, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Steve DeSager.
So much football to get to. Of course, college football's national title game is later tonight, about 90 minutes away. Battle of 14-0 teams, number one Alabama against number two Clemson. During the season, Alabama on field goal attempts made just 13 of 18 and missed 8 extra point kicks. Clemson, meanwhile, was 80 for 80 on PATs. Into the College Football Hall of Fame, Vince Young, Troy Polamalu, Rakim Ismail among the 15-man class. The NFL playoffs resume Saturday. NFL news tonight that the Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur will be leaving to become head coach of the Green Bay Packers. The Jets met with Cliff Kingsbury about their head coach vacancy. Into the Pro Bowl, Pittsburgh wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster replacing Antonio Brown. Bills retiring defensive tackle Kyle Williams is into the Pro Bowl, replacing the Titans' Jarrell Casey. Mike Evans in for wide receiver Julio Jones. Greg Schiano is out as Ohio State defensive coordinator. He just finished a one-year contract. The Buckeyes have hired two men to replace him on defense, including Greg Madison from Michigan. Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins declared for the NFL draft, as did Washington defensive back Byron Murray, Missouri running back Demaria Crockett, Iowa State running back David Montgomery declared. Great TV ratings for the NFL wildcard weekend. Overnights rose for all four matchups for the first time in 5 years, led by that Eagles game last night, total audience of about 36 million. The NFL has changed the Bears' late miss field goal last night to a blocked field goal by Philly in the official stats. And the Chargers activated tight end Hunter Henry. We'll be back to the show in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
From a dog accidentally flooding a living room to a dog taking a joyride, we've covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Jonas, back to you.
Thanks, Steve. We are straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on FSR, best bets on the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
You know, Jonas, I listen to you on the weekends. You're a star on the weekends here on Fox. But let's be honest, sometimes in those four-hour shifts, you get the drunks on. So I'm gonna let you run the phones. I'll just make the smart alecky comments to the bad picks.
Oh, this feels just like at home. Oh, this is a wonderful. All right, let's first go. This is Pick Graffiti here on Straight Out of Vegas. 11 words or less. Make it decent or get ripped afterwards. Let's start off with Mike, who's in Florida. Mike, you're on Fox Sports Radio. Go.
Saban, 3-6 versus the line since 2013 in bowl and playoff games.
Ooh, that's interesting. That is interesting. So here's my first thought. First of all, Straight Out of the Vegas has the smartest audience in radio. I mean, we know that. So A-plus to start. To me, it's all about the premium. Yep. Everyone knows how great Nick is. The question is there a premium here because it's against such a good team in addition?
I don't think you're paying the premium like you have been in past matchups.
But even so, it's interesting. If you just had bet Saban blind at Alabama, you would have won a lot of money. So he has exceeded expectations even with a premium on him.
Yep.
But as our first caller said, not in the bowl games.
Ed, you are in Wyoming listening to Fox Sports Radio. Go.
Alabama wins 2 out of 3 against Clemson.
That is clever. Now, I got to wonder, did he get that somewhere else? Or is that him? Because if so, I think we're going to see that in some newspaper headlines. I'm just going to say I couldn't have done that. Kudos.
To Raleigh, North Carolina we go. Trip, this is Pit Graffiti here on Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Go.
Clemson wins. Why? Clemson's wide receivers are better than Bama's secondary.
That's interesting, Brad, because I would have thought about it the opposite, which is Clemson, and again, you have all the college knowledge, is weak. Their defense is weaker against the pass, right?
Yep.
All right, so how would you compare Alabama versus running pass?
Same thing with Alabama. Their one weakness on defense, more against the pass than against the run. I agree with that caller's comment.
So really, this is about quarterbacks then?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, what's the total?
Total is 57.5.
Dropping like a rock down to 56.5. Concerns about the field condition.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, real quick, because we've got a slaughter. We're going to do a couple more, and we've got one phone line open because we're dumping the bad ones. 877-996-6369. I love the cadence of the callers. You can tell they counted their words. I might do more. If this keeps going this well, I'm going to do more pit graffiti.
Yeah, they're not cheating at the grocery line when it's 15 items are left and they got two baskets full. You know,
well, listen, they've seen me smack Fez down. They know they're not going to. They know that 12th word's going to be into a dead phone.
Clint in Wisconsin, you're next up here on Fox Sports Radio. Go. Clint going once. Yeah, you're not even getting a countdown. You're gone. Let's go to Colby, who's in Mississippi, listening on Fox Sports Radio. Colby, go.
Bama, you can't beat Saban 2 times in a row.
Ooh, that's interesting.
But Alabama won the game last year.
I know. I know. But maybe if you're down south, the fact they beat Saban at all in the last 5 years is noteworthy. But there is some truth to that. Think about Johnny Football. I mean, think about when Saban does get beat from a certain style, he tends to focus on that. And then we did see the follow-up last year. But boy, what a close game that was last year.
Last one here on Pit Graffiti here on Fox Sports Radio here on Straight Outta Vegas. Joe, you're in Bakersfield. All the pressure is on. Don't Cody Parkey this for the rest of the segment.
Yeah, Clemson will cover the points because they beat Notre Dame and they beat Alabama 2 or 3 years ago.
All right. So we didn't finish strong, right? But it goes to show you that 11-word limit, that is especially important. But I tell you, it gives you a flavor of how people's thinking. And to me, taking that temperature is always fascinating. And it's so much better in Twitter. I mean, come on. Let's be honest about that. When we come back, we've got not just Brad Powers with a prop best bet, also Steve Fezzik and side and total on the big game.
That's coming up next here on Straight Outta Vegas. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell, and we are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up a little over an hour from now in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium, it is the national championship between Alabama and Clemson. Right now on pregame.com, Alabama a 5.5-point favorite, and the over-under in the game is at 56.5.
Okay, Brad, listen, you grew up on a farm. Being famous on national radio isn't easy. Forced lean. I know you don't like either the side or total. And if you're betting for pizza money, have fun with it. If you're betting for an investment, remember, guys, the line has to be wrong in order to have a good, profitable, long-term bet. Brad, you think the line's right, but you lean. In just a minute or two, though, two best bets from the boys.
Yeah, gonna lean on the over here for me. And to me, it just comes down to numbers. I got the total power rate, total points scored between the two teams tonight. I got 60.5, and right now the total, 57. For me, I'm going lean over. Here's what I see. Last four meetings between these two. This is the best.
So these are all four in the playoffs, you know, these big games.
All four big games playoffs. In the four matchups, this is the best Alabama offense of the 4 years. This is the best Clemson offense of the 4 years. And it's the weakest Alabama defense of the last 4 years. And those three previous meetings, RJ, averaged about 60.5 points per game.
Okay, so three prior meetings, not four prior.
Yeah, it was three prior.
This is the fourth game.
This is the fourth.
Okay, now that's fascinating. You're saying we've got three prior meetings, all in a similar situation, same coaches, but and they've averaged a little over 60 points. And you're saying that if you look at the units, best offense of all four meetings, this one being the fourth, Alabama.
Yep.
Best offense Clemson's had, and the weakest defense Bama's had.
Yep.
So points to the over. Fez, in the biggest games, there's always concern about conservativeness early, like a standard professional bet for the Super Bowl under first quarter. The fact that we have Saban so experienced in these big games, the fact that we have now Clemson so experienced with Dabo in these big games, do you think that they are a little freer than a coach not used to this would be, and thus we don't have to worry if we like the over as much about a slow start to the game?
You would think that, but the data says otherwise. The last three times these teams have played, first half points combined, both teams, 20.3 points. Second half points, both teams, just under 40 points. The second half has almost been twice as high scoring as the first half last three meetings.
Now, in-game betting, a lot of people do it. A lot of people still don't do it, so we'll keep this quick. At what point, where's the sweet spot? Because I'm guessing your advice would be wait till there's about 6 minutes left or so in the first quarter and look to bet the in-game over. Where's the sweet spot?
You know, I think I'd wait till halftime. I would just bet the second half over.
Wow. Okay. What are we looking for in the first? What would stop you from bet? If it was like 3-3, would it stop you at halftime? Would it stop you?
The field conditions are what worries
okay.
me. I got to see if they're slipping and sliding. There has not been a lot of scoring in the bowl games at this venue.
All right, boy, guy, you guys are killing it today. So what we're saying is maybe wait till halftime or in game to see a couple things. One, get past that conservative beginning of the games when it's the biggest stage like this. Number two, make sure the field conditions make some sense here. We're going to come up with props in a second, but first, you might notice this is kind of game show music. We use this to report on people's results batting. Fez, you and I had a bat. I just want to make sure that everyone follows how things are going. How'd it go last week?
Hi, I'm Steve Fezzik, and I went ahead and laid 6.5 with the Bears against RJ Bell. The Bears lost outright. I lost.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I agree with him. Now, let me ask you this question. I mean, we're moving towards a couple $1,000 this year, just $100 at a time. You're the best NFL guy in the world. At what point do you think, oh, it's just random, and in the long term, it's all going to even out? And when do you think I've got your number?
Probably 4.5 years of data until I admit to that.
You got to love the stubbornness. Wow. I am RJ Bell. He's Steve Fezzik. Fez, we're going to start with you because of your honesty. Give us your prop, best bet, NCAA championship game.
Yes, prop best bet. Alabama stops the Clemson run, and therefore I'm playing the Clemson running back, Travis Etienne, to go under 80 rush yards. Bear with me here on this one, RJ. I went back the last three meetings between these two teams, and I took out the Clemson running back rush yards. If you take out the quarterback for Clemson, if you look at everyone else combined the last 3 years, 45 yards rushing for Clemson, 48 yards rushing for Clemson, and 72 yards rushing for Clemson.
Now, that's fascinating. You're saying mobile quarterbacks can break them sometimes. If you take away the running QBs, no team of Clemson's has run for more yards than this one player has this game.
Exactly right. 80 seems way too high. ETN under 80.
Do you agree with that, Brad?
I do. Strongly agree. I think both teams are going to attack the opposing defenses through the air. Any running back in this one, particularly Clemson's running back going under, that'd be the lean for me.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacostia.
Now that's a good bet. Fez, you are really... This is a Fez show. Hey, listen, on Twitter, if you want to hear Fez complain about calls or various meta decisions, at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K. That's at Fezzik Sports. Brad Powers.
Yeah, best bet for me. Alabama's quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. We're going over 21.5 completions for Tua. Over that number of completions. Why? Part of Tua's pricing this year in this prop, full season stats. Well, keep in mind, Tua, for a majority of games this year, only played 2.5 or 3/4. Why? Alabama was up 28, 25, 21 points. I don't expect that to be the case here. And what is Clemson's weakness on the defense? It's the pass game, where the two other SEC teams that played Clemson this year each passed for more than 300 yards. And look at Tua in the big games. Where he had to pass it because the game was relatively close. Went over this number in the A&M game. 25 completions against LSU. 25 against Auburn. 24 against Oklahoma. He gets 23, 24 completions. You got a winning bet here over Tua completions.
Advanced stuff from Brad Powers. I mean, think about what he's saying. He's saying the season's number is built on Tua playing less than 60 minutes. If you equate it out to how Tua's done per 60 minutes, it'd be many more completions. The current number is
21.5.
Over is your pick. And remember, unless Bama's blowing out Clemson, which isn't super likely, there's still reason to throw. So it's not just he's going to play likely two of the whole 60 minutes. It's also he's going to have a reason to throw in a competitive game. Over with Brad. Excellent stuff from the boys today.
The Odd Couple is next here on FSR. If you missed any of today's show, including our best bets on the national championship game, quickly go to the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We are back tomorrow on Straight Out of Vegas, 6 Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.